To start the agenda review, which is item number four, Mr. Minery approached me before the meeting, and we did have a late received written communication. It's item number 14, the Kerry McCall reimbursement of attorney fees. The way we're going to handle this is to put this on the next meeting, which will be April 9th, in a closed session, and treat it as a government claim at that time. So for potential litigation.
What's this, item number 14?
Item number 14 is the McCall letter they sent in, requesting reimbursement for attorney's fees. So we'll treat that as a government claim and bring it back on April 9th. Does anybody else have any additions or changes to the agenda? We do have a letter. I did receive that, the Elks Club letter. Okay. We'll attach that. We received a letter from the Elks Club. We'll attach that to the agenda in the minutes that go for tonight.
Okay.
More as late received communications. But. All right, if there's no other modifications to the agenda, is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
All right, as modified, I'll second. Marie, roll call vote, please.
Director White?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
All right, carries by a vote of 5-0. We'll move on to item number 5, which is public comment on matters not on the agenda. Is there any public comment for item number 5 at this time? Mr. Edwards, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. And first of all, I'd like to touch on the goal setting that was scheduled for last Saturday, a special meeting that was subsequently canceled. And I'd just like to encourage your board to bring that goal setting back as soon as possible. I think Director White had a very good idea in terms of prioritization. And I think that conversation would be a good thing. What I wanted to speak to primarily was the economy. And as most of you know, we are clearly in a recovery, both nationally and in California. The real estate market is back. Prices are starting to bump up a little. For your board is, what about Oceano? I don't think that the projects that you've had come, or at least be considered for Oceano, are working towards the economic prosperity. You had the homeless consideration. I now see that Huckfest is going to be an annual event here, and Pier Avenue will be Huckfest Central, and the entrance to Huckfest. That wraparound services, I'm not sure if Oceano's about that, or equestrian centers. I think it's going to be important to talk to the candidates for the District 4 supervisorial race, because how they treat Oceano in the next 4 years is going to be very important. You've got Lynn Compton, Republican, Karen Ray, the Democrat, and then a realtor, Mike Bird. I think it's important that you ask these candidates what they're going to do for Oceano, how they're going to help create jobs in Oceano, how they're going to help bolster the economic prosperity of Oceano. And I would also suggest that you and others ask the supervisorial candidates, you know, what's the future of the airport property? Because it's pretty clear in Oceano you have an abundance of water, but you don't have enough land to accommodate that water or to pair with that water. So I would urge you and others, again, to ask the supervisorial candidates, would they retain the airport as it is, or would they welcome a conversation about some alternatives? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Edwards. Is there any other public comment this evening? All right, seeing none, we'll close public comment. We'll move on to item 6, special presentations. There are none. Item 7, the first one is Sheriff South Station. I don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Department. We'll go to 7B, Five Cities Fire Authority. Chief Hubert, I did see him. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, board members. Chief Heath was present at the last meeting and made a report on activity. He will do so at the next meeting, so we have nothing to present this evening.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chief. And then we'll move on to, is there OCSD operations? We have Tony Maricino. Did I pronounce that right, Tony? Is it Maricino or Maricino? Okay, good evening.
Good evening, Board. So I'll give you a little bit of an update for the last couple of weeks. We've had 9 work orders, 3 USAs. We had 3 notices of non-compliance in the FOG program last month. All those issues have been cleared, and they're all up to date. We currently predicted to pump on average 50 acre feet a month. Well, there was 244 acre feet of water that you, the board, approved to purchase back in June of 15 that was not calculated. So I'm doing the calculations now and I'm submitting it to the county. So what that means for us, we're gonna pump on average 20 acre feet instead of 50 acre feet a month. So it's definitely a benefit to Oceano CSD. Also, I received a information on Lopez surplus water that there's a possibility it'll be out there. And once they find out how much, we will be allotted 6.5% of that, which will be a benefit to us because it'll reduce our pumping even more so.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Tony? I think you also got some generator specs, or you were doing some research on that.
Yes, I do have the generator specs for the emergency generator at Well 8. I have all that documentation. I've currently gotten 1 quote on what it would cost. I'm still trying to get 2 more. As soon as I get those 2 more, they'll be presented to you with the specs of the generator. I'm also looking at Napomo CSD. They have a generator that they are surplusing, and they already got approved by the board to surplus it. I've been talking with their GM. What I did now, I called the APCD to ensure that we could actually use that because it may be a tier 0 or tier 1. So I got to find out if it'll be approved. If it's approved, that is an option we can go. But until I get call back from the APCD, I won't have the information for you. And then today we installed the last 6-inch meter at State Parks. That went very well. Tomorrow we're getting inspected by environmental from the county.
Okay.
And then Friday we have another brand new service we got to install.
For one of the new developments?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the one on Rochelle.
That's correct.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Tony? And Tony, could you? I don't know if I could beat this drum loud enough, but Tony, in the last year, has developed and instituted starting a preventative maintenance program, and it's. It didn't exist before, and so
extra maintenance that we're going to get on top of here shortly as soon as the sewer system gets taken care of. It's all getting documented. It's all getting filed properly, so it'll be there for the future.
Great. Thank you. Karen, you have questions for Mr. Maricino?
I was just wondering if at the next meeting, if we could follow up with another report on the generator.
Sure. What, can you be here?
As that generator gets here and gets installed and works, I will be a happy person, but not until.
Well, we're going to have to approve it, so it may be on the agenda if we have 3 bids. We'll see.
Absolutely.
And the Water and Sewer Committee is very much on top of it.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
And you might want to mention that you do attend the Water and Sewer Committee.
Absolutely. I attended the Water and Sewer Committee this week. And we have a few goals that I will present to the board that I was directed to do so. There's a few of them out there, and I'll have all the information gathered here shortly.
Great.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Tony? No. Tony, thanks for being available and keeping in contact with us.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
What you're doing.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to Board of Directors and outside committees. First one, number 1, Director Angelo.
Okay, I attended the Zone 3 advisory meeting, and basically we approved the budget for the years 14-15, and also the overall expenditures were under budget by $725,000, which is 32% savings. Routine maintenance showed a savings of 5%, or $82,000, primarily in labor. And the non-routine O&M saved 76%, or $172,000, in the Lopez Water Rights Habitat Conservation Plan. And the the pipeline valve replacement pigging entitlement. Also, the experienced a savings of 92% or $470,000 from budgeted levels in the following four projects. The perimeter phase one for the fencing is under construction in fourth quarter. Project's currently design phase with bidding award and construction. Lopez Turnout SCADA consultant contract, approximately $100,000 approved by the Board of Supervisors in September. Their coordinating and design is underway with construction scheduled to begin April of 2014 with completion in year 14-15. And I believe that's Cannon Associates. The membrane filtration module addition is a... it's called a... let me find it all here. It's going to be Vista Park, logo Adventure Park, and it's going to have slides and ropes and that type of thing, similar to the one that's in Santa Margarita. There's going to be two designs, one for adults and one for children. And this is being looked at for approval. So it sounds like a good idea. It's going to be real close to where the water pool thing is with the Mustang. I can't remember the name of it. And let's see, what else? They are still working on the Lopez Habitat Conservation Plan. They've looked at some past expenditures, and they're looking for notices to send out for an RFP. 36 firms listed on the supplemental distribution list, so they're going to be posted on February 18th to correct deadlines, and hopefully they should be around probably June before they ever get to that point. And that's the biggest part, that and just the fact that we don't have a lot of water right now, so they're really scrunching down with that. And let me find that one. Okay. They're taking action. They have a response plan if the Lopez Reservoir falls below 20,000 acre feet, and that was discussed quite a bit, so we're watching carefully to see how that's going to go. They also have data information from 1987 to 92 and estimated reservoir data also from 87 to 92 using current release rates. Worst case reservoir drawdown in the next from 2,000 acre feet, the first year would draw down 6,257 in storage. Had dropped that much each year for 3 years. So they're watching the evaporation, the inflow, rainfall, all that type of stuff. So they're on it, they're watching it closely, and they're trying to figure out what's going to work best for all the communities involved. And that was pretty much in a nutshell.
Thank you, Ms. Angela. Jennifer?
Director Lucy and I had a water and sewer meeting on Tuesday. That would be yesterday, Mint and staff in particular. And also he will bring back probably two options for laterals in the district and what to do with them. So.
And those are the sewer laterals?
Yes, the sewer laterals. So I think in that we got killed two birds with one stone there. We've got some priorities and some budget discussion done.
All right. I attended the South San Luis Obispo Sanitation District, i.e. the sewer plant, last week. The plant is running well, but for the first time in 10 months, it did have a little blip. There was an overage on a discharge because of a cleaning. That was the first time in over 10 months. The plant otherwise continues to run well, and I just want to mention again that at our mid-year budget review, I don't know if I reported this last time, we're running it at the mid-year, we're running at 33% of the budget. So it's not only balanced, but it's running under budget. So that's good. Our next meeting will be next Wednesday. So please feel free to join us. I think the website is incorrect. It shows that we're meeting here. We're actually meeting in Arroyo Grande at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. So thanks.
I attended the Zone 3 as the alternate from the audience, which meant that I could leave a little earlier than Lori was able to leave. I attended the Water and Sewer Committee with Jen. We did, I thought we did a really good job in pounding out some priorities and getting some costs on some other equipment that we're looking at, such as when we do have to really start firing up 4, 6, and 8, those four wells, which is the best one, which is the one in worst condition. And now Tony has worked on finding that additional surplus water, which I was led to believe that we were trying to sell it back into the pool, but that wasn't the case. So I was glad that Tony was able to tie that down with Public Works, because I was having a little problem. Spent a lot of time doing the union negotiations, which we'll talk about in closed session. Tony and I, I'm the rep on the Northern Cities Management, and there's a proposal farther down the agenda for year 13-14 budget modification. As you remember, last year I think we approved right around 17K or something like that. They want to modify. So that made when the courts determined that we were monitoring the basin correctly and dividing the assets, the water, equally. The only thing they mandated was that we do a yearly report to the courts because it's adjudicated then. So we have to allocate funds for that report because data has to be collected. And so there is some additional studies that are being requested under this group that's been formed. And so I won't say much more on that because I'll have a lot to say on it before then. Right. So, but also there's one other thing too that will be coming before the board that Tony's pulling some more information for us, is that if we have to start increasing our groundwater basin pumping, what condition are our wells in? You know, are they pumping to capacity? Who's got the oldest engine? Because engines get swapped out, the body stays the same sometimes. Do we have switches that are going bad? And, you know, we know that they have to be upgraded and stuff, so we're assessing where we are on that too as well. So that'll be coming before you.
Ms. White?
Yeah, my first meeting was the Five Cities Fire Authority, and on May 7th, the status of Fire Chief Mike Hubert will be changing. He's retired, and he will remain as a temporary part-time administrator rather than a full-time fire chief. And it's partly from retirement and partly because we need to keep him. And a couple of the other interesting thing I thought was they have completed a mobile data communications computer project, and they've centralized all the information going to all the fire trucks, all the fire stations, everything. And Grover Beach is now dispatching temporarily for the entire Five Cities Fire Authority, and that project is working well. And after that, I went to the Oceano Advisory Committee meeting Monday. I think the thing that makes me the most nervous is they're going to limit the amount of public camping and day use on the beach from Grand Avenue to Milepost 2 will be the only place that the general public can use for that weekend, and everything beyond that will be for Huckfest. And they're going to be, you can have overnight camping and day use, and I think it's to 2,500 people, and Huckfest is selling tickets to control the crowd, and camping is going to be $100 a night, and day use I think is going to be $35 or something like that. And I don't understand, and I've asked questions and I'll try and find out how legally general taxpayers of California or whatever, who in a sense own the beach, can be cut off from using it for a special, specific event. And that's the question I have. But they hope that with limited tickets and prior planning, it'll be a success without impacting Pier Avenue or Oceano like it did last year. So the other thing was advisory group learned about a planned development called Plaza Central. It's going to be across Highway 1, Cienega, from Central Market, and they're proposing on 1.19 acres of land, 10,000 square feet of retail, commercial, and office space, 22 residential units of 900 square feet each. And that seems like a lot of density, and they're going to have some conditional, some use permit changes, and they're also going to be asking for 14 on-street parking spaces fronting the project site to be counted toward their parking. So whatever the people think about that. And that also backs up to John Boy's Towing on the backside. So the advisory group took no action on that, and there was also a request to follow up on Mendoza Recycling, and they're also going to do that. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Karen. The next item is the consent agenda. We'll take public comment on the consent agenda. Is there any public comment on consent? Ms. Tacker is coming forward. Good evening, ma'am.
Ooh, sorry.
Be careful there.
SLOCSD, the Sanitation District, Five Cities Fire, all of you should be very concerned about taxing the resources, water, sewer, emergency services. I'm curious what kind of permit is necessary and perhaps an environmental impact report. That is a lot of people and a lot of pollution and a lot of impacts on the whole of the beach. So I'd like to see you speak out very strongly about the activity of combining these two events on the same weekend. The Sewer Water Committee, I'm curious if there was some budget handouts, something like there was at your last meeting. As I understand it, your water department will be in deficit next fiscal year, and so you need to be looking at ways to cut, not ways to spend. On the table here, Mr. Guerrero, there's a letter from you that you did not mention, and I don't know what its purpose is, and I'm looking forward to it. Is it a newsletter? Where's it going? How's it going to get out there for the public? And when can we comment on it before it does go? Because I'd like to help you refine some of these statements here. And then you did add the Elks Club letter at the top of the agenda to your minutes, but earlier this week I presented a letter. I'm pretty sure you all got it, and I don't see that you're adding that to your minutes, and I hope you do. I'll bring that up in my next opportunity at the next public comment. I'll talk about that a little bit. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is there any other public comment this evening? All right, on the consent agenda, is there a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Can I get a roll call vote, Maria?
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. That motion carries 5-0. We'll move on to the business items. There are a number of business items. We'll take public comment on those first. Ms. Tacker, welcome again.
I know, this doesn't work, that we have to go before there's any staff presentations. In fact, you have garbage oral, you abstain and let the people, when they cast their votes at home, make the call on whether or not the assessment district passes. You also have a letter from Ride Napomo. Public funds should not be paid to clean up private property. And I believe that property belongs to the railroad. And if the railroad needs to be called to clean up their mess, then that's who needs to pay to clean up their mess. I think that's all I can talk about because I don't have any presentation or discussion from the board to know how to comment or how to participate here in Oceano. And I hope that we get some change in that in the near future. I know you're looking for new staffing, but the way that meetings are run in Oceano are not like anywhere else that I've ever been, and I've been to thousands of meetings. So that needs to change. It's unfriendly. You don't have a lot of participation, and that's likely why.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is there any other public comment this evening on the business item? Mr. Edwards, good evening.
Yes, Mr. Guerrero, good evening again, and board members. Mr. President, this is indeed awkward, where you're taking public comment on your entire business calendar in advance of considering them individually. Nobody does this, and I would urge your board to correct this at the earliest possible time. You've got fire matters where folks are waiting, and they shouldn't have to sit through these other discussions. Please consider the sequencing of business items and their relative to public comment. They should be, again, just so you know, public comment should be taken following each item. So with that, the one thing that really caught my attention is your NCMA item 10G. And I've talked to your board before about the NCMA managing your groundwater resources away. And I have to tell you, this is coming to fruition. They want more money. Right now, you're paying Fugro, you're paying GEI, WSC, you've got lawyers, multiple lawyers you're paying for. Why? The court is not making you suction and delivery plan for the northern cities. Wait a second. Don't you do that for your own water resources? The purpose of the plan is to provide the northern cities with a coordinated water production and delivery strategy that will allow them to optimize the use of their current sources, mind you, of supply and maximize stored water for potential future dry years. They're talking about your water. Doesn't that concern you? And you're paying them to talk about your water. Something's very wrong with this scenario. Very, very wrong. And, I mean, do you know how much you've spent so far on this NCMA over the years, over 5-6 years? How much money this district has spent? That money could have gone to your infrastructure. You have no obligation to continue to pay money in connection with the NCMA. Don't do it. Put the money into your infrastructure. And to continue to participate in this situation is going to only cost you and the ratepayers of Oceano.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Is there any other public comment this evening? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 10A, closed public comment at this time. Mr. Martin. Good evening, sir.
Tom Martin from the Garbage Company. I'm here to ask you to schedule a public hearing so everybody can comment on the garbage rate increase that we've proposed. I'm asking you to schedule that in June. Under the Prop 218 rules, we need to send out a 45-day notice to let the entire community and the tenants know that it's coming about. So I need to know what the date is to put on the Prop 218 notice that will go out to the public. Once you agendize that for, I'm hoping, the first meeting in June, I'll put that together and send it along to the district so they can approve it. We'll process it and get it mailed out. Past practice, I submitted this in September. Past practice has been to for Arroyo Grande, Pismo, Grover, and Oceano to hire Bill Statler, the retired City of San Luis Obispo Finance Director, to do a review of that. He's done that. His report will be out next week. I had originally was trying to shoot for your last meeting in May, but he has a conflict on that date, and that's why I've kicked it forward to June, which will give us plenty of time for the 45 days. Other than that, this was delayed. I'm an accountant, and I don't understand all that legal stuff. So it's they have finally come to an agreement, and it's delayed the process. But we're here, and I'm asking you to just set a public hearing, and let's move forward.
All right. We'll set
normal
that,
process.
We'll set that for the first meeting in June, which was about June 12th or something. I'm not sure.
Looks like 11th to me.
June 11th? Okay, I was guessing. June 11th. Okay, Marie, we'll ask that come back for June 11th, and whatever documentation you have, you forward that to staff, and we'll get that attached to our agenda.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
We'll see you on the 11th.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll move on to item number 10B, the JPA fire assessment vote. There is a staff report on this. Does anybody have any discussion? Let me ask, Mary suggested we take public comment on the fire assessment vote. Let me ask the chief, is there anything to add, Chief Hubert, to the, or Chief Heath, to the staff report, anything you'd like to add orally? Okay. Has Oroy Grandy and Grover already voted on this? And they voted in the affirmative?
Correct.
All right, thank you. All right, well, on Director Lucy's suggestion, I'm comfortable opening up for public comment at this time. Is there any? I see Ms. Tacker coming forward. Good evening again, Ms. Tacker.
Thank you. There's that thing.
Yeah, you got to watch out
better
for that.
Better just not touch. With regard to Grover and Arroyo Grande passing their properties, Grover and Arroyo have general funds. You do not. You do not have a funding mechanism to pay the assessments for the depot, community center, and that eucalyptus grove up the street. You own those properties. You own those. The assessment numbers are right there on your ballots, dear. So those are your properties. That's what, if you choose to vote yes, that's, you are committing to pay those assessments. Let the people vote their properties. You do not need to use the weight of the district to help that assessment pass. It was wrong for Arroyo Grande to vote 52 properties, 52 yeses to your lawyer how to fund those assessments when, if they pass. The Five Cities Fire Authority, I've heard it said many times, was supposed to save money. It's not saving money. It's hurting this district in that your administrative draw from fire used to be 25%. 25% of the general property tax that was collected and intended to go to fire came into the administrative department. It helped run your office. Your administrative draw from fire now is 4%. You have lost 21%. That means your sewer and water funds primarily have picked up the difference to be able to run your office. This is a finance committee discussion. It needs to be had. Your budgets as you go forward, you must discuss how the Five Cities Fire Authority has affected the finances of the district on the whole.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is there any other public comment on this agenda item? All right. We'll close public comment on this. Is there any other board discussion or is there a motion?
Personally, I do respect all of the firefighters here, but I think that we need to set aside any relationships or anything like that and look at what the district's responsibility is. And I think that we have a conflict of interest, possibly, voting on this, as it could affect our budget and how much we pay to Five Cities Fire. I know that they need additional funding, and I don't disagree with that. And personally, I don't disagree with the assessment, but I don't think that OCSD should be voting on this.
What's the conflict that you see?
It's our job to provide fire protection services, and we do that through the JPA, but it will affect, this vote will affect our finances, and I don't think that we are in a place where we can decide for the people. I think that the people, the residents, need to vote because they'll be end up paying for their assessments on their property and on this property because they pay, that's where we get our funds from.
Well, being a member of the JPA, I think it, I own the land that the Oceano Depot sits on. We don't own the parking lot, but we own that small grove next door. So that's what I was
I believe
responding
that.
To. But I think that since we are, you know, it's not like Pismo Beach taking a vote on it. You know, it, this is a collaboration between Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande, and Oceano. And as elected officials, I feel that we owe the people a vote instead of being silent on it. But that's just my opinion.
I'd rather spend the money on the JPA than on WSC, which is item 10G.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Sure.
But
my feeling is that we owe it to our public to get as much fire service to them. The original creation of this district was fire. The original creation of almost every district in the United States was fire. That was our first priority. There was a reason for that, a historical reason that still exists. So I'm going to support, like I did personally, and I'm not a rich person, I'm going to support this.
I also supported it personally as well. I think it's important to effectively meet the OSHA standards, two in, two out. I think it's important to have equipment and apparatus replacement funds. I think it's important to keep these jobs that currently exist in our community. I think it's important to keep our staffing levels where they are with the Oceano Fire Department, and to show it's not just a symbolic show of support for the Five Cities Fire Authority, but it's also a vote, and it's a very real vote as property holders. I think we are under an obligation to vote one way or the other, and I don't see a conflict.
Especially when you consider all the hazards that Oceano has that I've voiced in the past. We have more hazards than any place. And I might note, if you saw television tonight, two firefighters were killed in a 12-alarm fire in Boston, in the downtown historic area of Boston, blocks burned.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is any other comment?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think Ms. Angela's. Hang on one second. Laura, do you have anything to add? Okay.
So are you going to do it in two? Are you going to make a motion to call the vote? Because I kind of see it two-pronged.
Okay.
One, make a motion to even if you're going to call the vote, and then make the motion of the vote if the first one passes.
Okay. I'll make a motion to call the vote.
Second.
Okay. Marie?
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
No.
Director Angela?
Yes.
All right. The motion carries by a vote of 4-1. Director Blackburn dissenting, and then I'll make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
I'm going to abstain from that.
Okay.
Second.
All right, and you have to state the nature of your conflict.
My son's on the fire department.
Okay. Ms. Angelo is recusing herself as her son is on the fire department. And we do have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, Marie?
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries by a vote of 4-0. It is unanimous. Thank you very much. And I'll be signing these on behalf of the district and getting those back. Thank you very much for Mr. Nichols for coming this evening as well. Move on to item number C, which is the weed abatement. There is a staff report on that as well. It's something we've done yearly. And Chief, is there anything to add here?
Anything. Good evening again, President and board members. What you have before you this evening is for consideration is a resolution authorizing the Five Cities Fire Authority as a designated agency to coordinate and administer the weed abatement program. Since 2011, the Fire Authority has annually administered the weed abatement programs in accordance with the ordinances and procedures for each of the three member agencies. Each agency has its own distinct process and timetable for the abatement of weeds. The FCFA would like to standardize the weed abatement process and enforcement in all three agencies. The cities of Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach have adopted ordinances that allow them to follow the procedures in the Health and Safety Code to abate weeds. Community services districts are authorized by the government code to follow the weed abatement procedures in the Health and Safety Code. It is recommended that the Five Cities Fire Authority be designated to hold all hearings, issue all notices, and implement the Health and Safety Code weed abatement procedures so that all three agencies that make up the Joint Powers Authority are using the one of the three agencies to get the approval through the resolution to hold the meetings at the Five Cities Fire Authority board meetings for the process. The other two cities had to change their ordinances to move to what you folks currently do under the Health and Safety Code. So it's not any different process than what you used to see here for weed abatement. It's just going to be shifted over underneath the umbrella of the Five Cities Fire Authority. Okay.
I do note that there's not actually a resolution attached, so if we do pass it tonight, we would just bring it back on the consent calendar for next time.
You should have a resolution.
I don't have one in my packet. Do you have one?
It's not in the packet.
I have it.
I saw it, now I can't find it. So,
if you could give that to Jeff. Are we able to pass it? I don't think it's gone out for longer.
Damn it, I just had it.
Right. For some reason.
Oh wait. Let's see. So we didn't get
it. No, I didn't get it. So if we do pass it, why don't we bring it back? Just for. Is it time sensitive, Chief?
Not the resolution. The other cities, the ordinances are.
We're
in the process of that. We have plenty of time.
Okay. We have plenty of time. Okay. So why don't, if we do pass it this evening, we'll just bring it back for on our consent agenda for next meeting.
That'd be great. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any questions or discussion, or is there a motion? All right. I'll move to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
All right. Marie?
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
All right. The motion carries 5-0. We'll bring back a resolution next time. If you could perhaps email it to Marie or to Jeff, and we'll have it.
I do have a copy, so I'll send it to Marie.
You can just proofread it. And
Chief,
I have reviewed it.
Okay. That's good.
Since I'm sorry, we were all looking for the resolution, and I forgot to ask you the question. But, you know, this year's been funny with the rain. You know, like this morning it was raining. I had no idea it was, but, you know. And so growth kind of goes around the rain patterns and the season. So now if you go up on Highway 46, there's no wildflowers. I mean, we're just probably not going to have them this year, right? And so the weeds, you know, and I garden a lot in my yard, you know, and I'm not getting the weeds
that they need. We always do weed abatement, and it just most of the time it lines up with the way the season is, and that the weeds start growing in April and May, and we do the inspections in May, and then continue them in June and do the abatement. It may be depending on the amount of precipitation we get from here till close to summertime. It may not be an extensive weed. You know, we may not have an issue with weed abatement as we have in the past. So
no, I don't think we are going to have the same.
So.
And in fact, I heard on TV the other day there is no fire season anymore. It's just, you know.
Continuous.
It's continuous. And so it's kind of like that with the weeds. When you chop them down, my weeds are thrilled because they're going to grow twice as big now, you know.
Yeah.
Where if I cut them in August, I can grab those seed pods and, you know, eliminate it.
But sometimes we have issues where we get precipitation late in the spring, then people sometimes have to mow their that weeds twice in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I
but
see
we
that
do
a lot.
Have a, we have a contractor that, you know, if you did weed abatement year round, it would be a little challenging. But you know, really, we depend on the people to take care of their weed abatement issues, and so we don't. Hopefully, we don't have to do a lot of cleaning this year with the contractor.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I knew there was...
Well, before you go, Chief, we're on to item 10D, which is the fireworks. There are people here for that, I know. So.
Unfortunately... Well, go ahead and ask.
No, please.
Unfortunately, we were unable to standardize the fireworks programs between the three communities. That appears like it's going to be a little more challenging. There are some... So they may not be able to get them all lined up, at least for this year. And so each jurisdiction is going to be responsible for issuing their permits. And we'll be glad to hold, as we have in the past, the safety briefings for the individuals. We'll do the booth inspections and take care of any issues like that. But each of the agencies is going to have to collect the fees and issue the permits, as they have done in the past years. It's going to take a little more work to get, if we're going to standardize the fireworks program between the three agencies, because there's more idiosyncrasies or change differences between the communities.
One of the concerns last year, you weren't here for this, but Oceano goes year-round with our fireworks.
Yes, they do.
And so, if on the organizations that you're proposing, Anchor of Faith, Apostolic Church, the Boys and Girls Club, Church of God and Prophecy, and the Five Cities, ARE number 41503 FOE. Were these all the applicants, or were they screened somehow, or do you?
They weren't. They did not come through the Five Cities Fire Authority. I believe they came through your your
yes
front
they were
office.
Grandpa- part. Can okay. I see that list for a second?
Yes. It's on the
yeah, they've
report.
Been they've been grandfathered in.
Yeah,
so I know that the Eagles Club, the Women's Auxiliary, are they on here?
Because I just wanted to make sure everybody who wanted a shot got a fair shot. I see Pastor Rudy here. Pastor Rudy, is your name on there? I don't know which church you are.
I don't know how many permits you issued last year.
I think it was four.
I do know there was an issue with a couple of the booths too close to one another. There was, I did get a couple of phone calls on that. So in the past, I think you've... issued anywhere from 3 to 5 permits. So.
And here it's 4. I think we had an issue a few years back with issuing too many and nobody made
right.
any money.
Right.
It was a lot of work not to profit.
Because the fire department used to have a booth and they just weren't making any money out of it.
Okay. So you sell it to them and then you go put it
we
out.
We have
right?
not had a booth for several years.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Uh-huh.
Is there any questions? Any other questions?
Well, I think that the board needs to consider whether we want to expand that 3 to 5 applicants or not.
Why don't we ask Marie how we got to these 4? Maybe she knows.
It was 4 last year, and I understand it was 4 the year before, and that's pretty much what the community has adhered to just because of the issues that have come up in the past, about them being too close together, nobody making any money, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And so... That's, I think, where they came up with the 4.
Because it was 7. I remember there were 7 booths 1 year, and nobody was able to gain right. from it. And so yeah. the board decided that we wouldn't go over 5. And
I'm comfortable with 4, but I don't know if anybody's... I guess my question is, was anyone left out that wants a... Was this a lottery system? I'm just trying to figure out how these names got picked. Or were these the only 4 applicants? Do you know?
They are brought forward from last year. They're the same people that had booths last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did anyone else try to get a booth that we excluded? Or
if they have, President Guerrero, I'm not aware of it. I'd have to check with Celia and find out.
Okay.
Our phones would have rang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any emails or phone calls about somebody who was upset, so...
You know, as I think back, the only issue we had were organizations from outside of the Oceano area. Mm-hmm. And all these organizations are within the boundaries of Oceano. They do business here, help the community. So that's what I remember there okay. being
yeah.
any problems over.
Yeah.
My move that we... Can we...
Well, it's an application
that?
Process. There is a proposed time work here. It has a timetable for when to do things. So I think we can... Well, go ahead and make your motion, sir.
Uh, I move that we accept recommendation to provide space and what is it called? Fireworks space or something? Fireworks
locations.
Program. Oh, right. Fireworks. Let me start again. I move that we accept the fireworks program permitting process and fees.
We have a motion. We have a second. Marie? Take a roll call, please.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. This motion carries by a vote of 5-0. We'll move on.
Maybe next year the fire department can do it again and save some money.
Let me ask the board. Does the board want to take a break? We've been going for an hour, or do you want to power through the rest of the item 10 business items?
Where are we at?
We're on 10E. I don't think any of these, maybe except for 10G, might be a little bit of a longer discussion. Why don't we keep going, and you guys let me know when you're ready for a break. All right, we'll move on to item 10E, which is the Ryden and Pomo request for dump fees. There we have received a letter that was attached to the staff report regarding garbage that was on a small plot of land. You know, I haven't been by. Does anybody know how much garbage is there?
It's a good truck. It's definitely a good big truckload.
When we did the cleanup Oceano, remember, I don't know, 2 years ago, Marie, do you remember, did Oceano put out any money? Or was that all through the advisory council?
Oceano didn't spend any money on that at all. It was all volunteer, and monies were collected, and it was taken care of.
And the metal was scrapped.
Right.
For the expenses.
Over on west of 22nd Street, north of the creek, and south of the railroad. Are you familiar with that particular mess? I meant to go by, and I forgot today.
Yes.
It's right there by the bridge. Okay.
22nd Street and I believe it's Napomo Street.
Yeah.
There, right before the creek, you got an open area along the street. A lot of people like to dump stuff. So we do get phone calls from the residents that call the Oceano CSD. And when that happens, I'll go up there, verify what it is. I'll call Celia and have her call it into the trash company to have it get picked up. And sometimes we have picked it up ourselves.
Do you mind doing that in this case? We'll just follow the normal procedure.
Is there more debris out there?
I'm not familiar. Has anybody been by?
Yeah, that is actually a county staging area. That when the creek used to flood, right? That's right where they dropped that sub pump, right there.
When it used to rain.
Yeah, when it used to rain. And that's where they dumped the sand for you, so you can sandbag, you know, with that. I think the county,
call them and have them pick it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, if we can call the county and see if they'll come pick it up.
Yeah, that's not a problem. We'll make the phone call tomorrow, and I'll get back to you on.
And let me know what they say, if you would follow up and let Ms. Dunbar know. That we're calling the county to see if they'll come pick up the mess.
And these are people, I think, are
these are good-hearted
equestrian.
People. Yeah, these are.
They're riding their horses through that stuff.
Right.
Which, by the way, I saw 3 trucks with horse trailers at Sylvester's the other day.
They got good taste. That's a good restaurant.
And you know,
good
I've
ride, good burger.
Horseback riders have gone through town. And I happened to be at the post office one day when they were going through. And the kids that were at your laundromat, Matt, they were sitting there with eyes as big as saucers. They were just amazed that horses were going through town.
Well, I know, part of there has been some very small discussions, but about when Oceano and the redevelopment and revitalization, maybe making it horse friendly. And
that's a wonderful idea.
You know, with the horse parking, like Norco, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Norco down in Southern California.
Yeah.
They can ride their horses down, and so you can drive too. It's not just blocked up, but you can ride a horse down the middle of town and tie up. I'm not a horse person for a very personal reason, but anyway, you can tie your horse up and.
Who's going to scoop the poop?
They're great for my kids. I don't do it.
Can bring Sandy Inez too.
Yeah, Sandy Inez has a bunch of horse stuff.
Yeah, this group I think was trying to.
Jenny, you'll see I wrote a staff report on this. I did not attach the entire SB 848 because it, I think it was, I printed it out, 97 pages. I didn't want to do that to everybody. But we did include the link. This is the one that I know of. There may be other Senate bills that are or assembly bills that are before the California legislature, but I did check on it just before coming to the meeting. From it's in, it has gone through committee. It's been referred to committee on appropriations, and this will go up for a vote. It has to do with the Safe, Clean, and Reliable Drinking Water Supply Act of 2012, where they initially had $11 billion. I did go through it and outline some of the things that could potentially help Oceano and the South San Luis Obispo Sanitation District. For example, water recycling. They talk about water recycling, and anywhere from 20, you know, $5 to $20 million. That would get us a long way at the sewer plant. But they also talk about disadvantaged communities, low income communities that need infrastructure that are small communities.
That's us.
That's us. And so I attached a lot of the details regarding our median household income, 63% of the California state average. And some of the information that was gleaned from Marie's meeting with the USDA regarding low interest loans and potentially getting grants. So unless somebody knows of another bill, my proposal in doing this was to draft a letter in support of this particular bill. And what would happen is that would be considered by the legislatures that are working on it. I've done this before on other bills for other topics, and it would show up in the history, so that way when it gets put out to the voters, you know, they can say, well, you know, they're not necessarily going to run Oceano up the flagpole, but they could say we have the support of community service districts, and maybe 30 of them write a letter or something. You know, I don't know, but they'll show that they have support, and so it's this kind of legislation that I think is potentially very helpful for Oceano. So I'm open to thoughts.
I support your idea because, you know, lots of times I want to shy away from these political issues that we might get ensnarled in, but this one looks pretty clean and simple. If it passes, we might get some money.
Exactly. We have some self-interest here. Well, it's interesting.
How about just dump it back in the aquifer?
Well, you have to recharge it and inject it, or however it is that they do it. There's different ways. We could pump it up the river towards Lopez Dam, and you know, turn that into a river, so that it perks into the ground.
Well, it's the water from everybody.
Phillips Petroleum, who's using 1,200 acre feet a year that they're pulling out of the groundwater. So Napomo has an interest in us doing this. I mean, we're all in the same aquifer, but they're a lot closer to them.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like 3 million gallons a day going.
Four and a half to five.
Excuse me.
It's 2.5 to 3 from us, and about the same from Pismo. So that's.
Anyway, I support it. Your plan.
I was looking at. Isn't the only one that's on there? There is a list of them.
There are a list, and I did not have time to go through all of them.
I know, and I didn't either. And so I'm actually gonna withhold support. Sorry.
No problem. Well, what are you thinking? You're looking at a list. What are you thinking?
I think that it's hard to support one over the other. I know that they're working toward, it might be the best one that's out there, but I know that it's still being modified, and I would hate to.
Well, the last action on it was February 26th,
yeah,
and that's when it was sent to the Appropriations Committee.
So yes, there's AB 1331 for $8 billion, and one by Logue 1445 for $5.8 billion, and a lot of them also have the local funding, full funding for local resource development and recycling, and so they differ on what they will fund.
Do you know what the status is on any of those particular bills? Have any of them died in committee yet? Wouldn't be my question.
That I am not sure of.
Because I mean, if this goes forward, the proposal is that it go to the voters in November. I mean, we can consider this for a couple of months if you want to look at the other bills and see what the status is on those. And we can support multiple bills.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to support just one. We could support three of them that are similarly situated to benefit communities.
And they'll all blend into one bill later.
They may. They may all merge for political reasons and do that.
How soon would you want a response or to write a letter then?
Oh, I just think we would need to get it out sometime in the summer. I mean, I think we have probably till June easily.
Okay.
To get this thing done.
So do you want to bring this back at another time to consider going forward with support on this bill or with one of the others or more than one?
Or more than one, yeah. And we may be in opposition to some. You know, we may find out that there's a water bill that really benefits Beverly Hills and not us. You know, it's a lot. And like for example, and I do put it in the staff report, construction grants shall be limited to $5 million per project, except that they can go up to $20 million that provide a regional or shared solutions among multiple entities, at least one of which is a small disadvantaged community. So that's why I thought the sewer plant. That's
three entities. Department, yeah.
That's three entities, and Oceano is the small disadvantaged community. So,
I will point out the Association of California Water Agencies is following the bonds, and that's where I got the list of them. And they have information on what they feel like is the criteria for the water bond to have in order for it to be best for the whole state and still be passable. So
why don't we ask Jennifer to contact them and okay. ask for some advice and see what their take is on any of these particular bills. That might be a good place to start.
Okay.
Just to save me a little of time from having to get online. And who is the authors on this?
I had that.
This WOLK, W-O-L-K, is the one of that's SB 848.
Yes.
Senator
WOLK. W-O-L-K, it's right here.
Senator WOLK, yeah, W-O-L-K.
And Senators De Saulnier, Hancock, and Steinberg. Okay. Those are all Democratic senators. And it does have bipartisan support. There were a couple of Republicans I noticed that were on the bill as well.
Do we know where Cacho is on this?
No, but I'd be happy to go ask him.
We have to know that one.
All right, your homework is to call them, and I will find out where Bill Monning and Cacho are on these.
Okay.
I'll check with both of them.
Good.
Don't want to be in conflict with our legislators.
Okay, so we'll table this until... I don't think it needs to come back in the first week of April. Why don't we table this till April 23rd? And we'll come back and we'll have our homework done by then.
And maybe we can bring a few more legislative bills that are up.
Yeah. Jennifer's going to check and see where what's still live, because some of them may be dead. And because I don't want to spend any time reading something that's already been scrapped. Okay. We'll move on to one of the most important discussions we're going to have, and that is the NCMA budget modification. You want to take a break? Okay, it's quarter till 8. Why don't we break until 10 minutes till? Take a 5-minute break.
Great.
At least.
Turn it over to Ms. Lucy to give us some background on this and what they're asking for.
Excuse me. Where's my friend Tony? Tony and I took a conference call for the Northern Cities Management. I think it was on Monday. I'm pretty sure it was Monday.
Yeah.
And what we had gotten on the call, we thought we were going to discuss the annual report to the courts. Mm-hmm. And so we had distributed that to all the board members and the public, and I don't know if it went up online, but... it's in draft form right now, getting ready to go to the court for the annual report. Okay, so unfortunately, the report never came up. The Northern Cities Management had a strategic planning session, a series of sessions. I was not involved in them. Our past person was involved in those strategic plannings. And so the Northern Cities Management Group is made up of Pismo Beach, Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande, and Oceano. And so they think that if they provide these extra studies that they're proposing, that it will strengthen the report to the courts. It will give us a better picture of the basin. It'll be closer monitored. Right now, the courts require us to do an annual report. And since we've got into this collaboration with WSC being the administrative component to the group, GEI collecting data, and GEI compiling the data and Fugro collecting the data, is my understanding.
Three entities.
Okay, so there's three entities. We are the smallest of the partners. We're always the smallest, and we have the tightest budget of all the partners. And we could never possibly, you know, attempt to even come close to Pismo Beach's budget, Grover Beach's budget, nor Arroyo Grande's budget. But what they're wanting to do is they want to augment the current budget that we're in. They want to modify it. So I think we approved $17,000 last year for our annual report and collecting of the data. The court, and now they're proposing to do it monthly. They're also proposing to add a new staff person. They want to start a study that, of course, they will do. That would be if we ran out of water, is really what the research question would be. So it's the water supply production and delivery plan, which we pretty much already have that in place. But to remember, too, is that Oceano, we may be the poorest, but we are the most diverse in water sources. We're such good planners, we overplanned a little bit. But that I'd rather have be a little overplanned than underplanned and not have enough water. So they want to an increase of $17,000 just for a staff person.
How much, 17?
$17,000. They want to do the study at $34,170. Now, mind you, this is for this year. And Tony, if I don't get this exactly right, will you please come behind me and make sure it's right?
Will do.
And then they want to do a water shortage contingency plan. So first of all, they want to look at what we already have in place for $34,000, and then they want to do a plan what if, which is $50,000. And so that would bring their annual budget for 2013-2014 from $101,212 and bump it up next year. It would increase it this year by $84,000. Only 3 months left in this fiscal year. The next fiscal year, 2014, beginning July 1st to 2015, ending June 31st, their budget would go from $101,000 to $916,000. So it would go from $100,000 to $1 million.
So we put in $17,000 for this year was our budget. How much would our budget be for next year?
Close to
$200,000. Yeah, $194,000, I think it was.
$194,000.
$194,000 to Oceano.
I don't
know. For as our rep, I'm concerned in several areas is that they've stepped outside the boundaries of the scope of work that we have asked them to provide. They're making more work for themselves than what is needed. Now, mind you, I'm sure these studies are extremely valuable, right, and could contribute to any project. But the court's mandate that we do a annual report to the courts to the best of our ability of what that basin looks like. You know, and we have put it in past budgets to do, to do a characterization of the basin, mm-hmm. but that was not completed, and WSC did give us back the money because the project wasn't completed, and I think we did that for a couple years. So now they're going back at it in a different way, wanting to do more characterizations, different contingency plans, because mind you, like Lori said, you know, it does speak to the larger organizations more than us, but we're more diversified in our water than they are. You know, Pismo is pretty diverse. You know, they have state water, we have state water. Grover Beach
They have groundwater, and they have Lopez. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they have. Arroyo Grande, they have everything that we have, minus state water. You know, and state water is another discussion that we have to have at some point, but we can't have it now.
How long have they been talking about going increasing their budget ninefold?
2 months. Since the strategic planning, since they decided that they really do need these studies.
Well, I think our portion... Sorry. Our increase for the strategic... Just for the strategic... can't find it. Sorry. Planning efforts, the increased staff extension services will be about $3,000 or $4,000 for next year, more than this year. And that's the increase that they're asking us to pay. The amendment to their contract for staff extension services this year is $3,570 for OCSD. That is not including the water supply and delivery plan that doesn't mention Oceano. That would be an additional...
What's the additional amount? Did you do the calculations of 40 grand or 50 grand?
Then there is the delivery plan, the water supply production and delivery plan, mm-hmm. which is also they're asking for it in this fiscal year, and that mm-hmm. for OCSD would be $7,176, which we don't have.
Right.
I could hire 3 new employees.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Or I could replace
I have pipes. One question. Will this give us one more drop of water?
No.
Okay, what will it give us? It won't give us any pipelines. It won't give us any water. It'll give us knowledge.
It'll give us knowledge.
Right.
What's more important, pipelines or knowledge?
I don't think that you can choose one over the other. I think that we do have to balance it, but we are limited by our budget. That's the thing at this point.
Right. I don't know how to pay for it.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have $194,000 to pay WC. I mean, I'd like to stick with it, but I'm wondering, and I don't expect Jeff to know the answer off the cuff. What happens if we pull out? What happens if we just decline to pay? And the other question I have is, if they are going to create this document, which let's assume that Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande decide to go ahead and pay for it, and they cut the cost down, do we have access to it?
Well, I haven't engaged in any of the conversations.
But
I think that is something that I can reach out to the other participating agencies and discuss that. Is there a way to balance in order to allow Oceano to still benefit from the studies, but make it a little more equitable as far as what we can do and what is fair?
Well, they'd have to get some information from us for their studies. I mean, obviously, or all the well levels public knowledge.
I think that Oceano has done what we agreed to contractually do, and that was to monitor our groundwater basin. We have transducers down our wells. We pay for the collection of the data off those transducers. Oceano has not been able to pump groundwater for over 4 years now, which is a contribution of 900 acre feet to people who have not diversified their water source. So if it was us and the tables were turned and we had not gone after every water source available to diversify ours, right, I think that say that that well has not tested bad since. You know, that has been fine. So,
well, it's probably worthwhile, especially because this was handled by the prior general manager. At least from my perspective, the first time I've seen a lot of this information. So to reach out to the partners and see if there is what middle ground there is so that the board can at least consider alternatives, understanding what those alternatives may be and what they would look like and the cost of that.
You know, Jeff, I applaud you for doing that, but I'm not interested in that. I am interested in what we contractually agreed upon, and that was to give the courts a good report of our activities. and that's what we've done. Mm-hmm. This district cannot, we won't lose out on anything. You know, what are we going to lose? 900 acre feet? I mean, we're not going to lose out on anything.
What I don't know right now is whether or not any of the other partners in this partnership may feel the same way that you feel.
They're all taking it before also. Their city councils for approval.
Okay.
Okay, and they did pretty much report that on the phone, that their schedule of when they were getting it, to, and they wanted to know. And they wanted to know when, you know, we were going to do it and how fast we could get it done and how fast we could move it. And let me remind the board, too, is that every time we take money from this table and put it on something, it is coming out of the water department's budget. The Northern City's budget comes out of the water department. And that means that we're taking for deferred maintenance, we're taking from staff, we're taking, you know. The best thing would be is to get a handle on this thing, get back to the basics, which is to get the courts a good report, period, and to make sure that we are being socially responsible when it comes to water. And I think that our portfolio proves that we have been above and beyond.
And I've never reviewed the settlement agreement, so I don't know what our contractual obligations are, but maybe if it's only one report a year, maybe that's what we offer. We'll pay for one report a year, consistent with what we've been spending.
$2,347.
That's just still too much.
Just for the same services, not including all the extra reports that they're proposing. Or the groundwater modeling or anything.
Here's what I think. Zone 3 is studying water. It's studying the dam, trying to raise the dam. Now we have environmental study by Zone 3 also that's been 10 or 12 years in the making on habitat surveys.
Which has gone
Zone 1-1A, which is back in the pool. Zone 1-1A is studying the beach and the mouth of the creek, and their last study proposed more studies. Mm-hmm. And this is more studies, and I'm not against studies. I'm not against any of these people. But I think somebody's found the gold mint.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, this for a small area like this, it's a tremendous amount of money going to studies. And when they started looking at the studies that they had on the creek going into the new studies, there's hundreds. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds of them.
Thousands.
And there's studies. And it's not going to give us a drop of water, and it's not going to give us a pipeline. I don't care if we. I'm wondering if somebody in-house, or we could hire somebody to do a study to satisfy the state's requirement for $10,000 or $5,000. Who knows?
Check the wells.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it requires, and it's beyond my.
Well, I don't either, but I hope we'd find out before we spend any more money.
Actually, we're doing everything that the courts required. I read the adjudication from cover to cover. It's 97 pages. And we are, in fact, complying 100% with the courts. And when they made their ruling, there was three groups in the groundwater basin litigation, right? There's the Santa Maria, which Napomo went with that group, Santa Maria Groundwater, you know, and then they had the law group, which was three farming families, and then they had the gentleman's agreement, which is the Northern Cities Management. And the courts basically said that we had the best monitoring model out of all of them and took some of the Santa Maria's and took probably 70-80% of the Northern Cities monitoring program, combine them, and that's what we comply with. We put this work, you know, which I would like us to see pull some of that in house, quite possibly, but I can't see us doing it any better than we're doing it now. You know, and whoever said that these studies are about other cities around us, they're absolutely right. They are about, because who are they going to compare us to? Mm-hmm. You know?
So maybe we should give direction to Mary to advise the WSC NCMA group that we're disinclined, we can't afford it. And we'll bring it back on our April 9th agenda for further follow-up to see what their response is, and for Jeff to look at those issues that we talked about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the report, this page 2, it says, alternatively, the scope of services for the remainder of fiscal year 2013-14 staff extension services could be reduced to the minimum scope allowed to complete the contract on budget. So I would recommend that we do that.
I think we should support that. It would be reduced to the minimum scope. We just don't have it. And I'm with Karen. I'd rather boots on the ground and boots and shovels in the ground than.
Yeah, and it seems like we're using the same organizations to redigest the information. And it's kind of like with the habitat thing, you know, 15 years, and it's just regurgitated. And, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we've spent on that and seen nothing from it.
I get the desire to know. I just don't get what it gets us.
What part did you say that you were willing to support? I'm sorry, Jen, I didn't hear that.
That's okay. On the contract amendment proposal on page 2.
This one right here?
No. Here, I can show you. I believe it.
Oh.
It was attached to our budget, but. Or our packet, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't even have that page in here. Basic, which is fine.
Yeah, we already budgeted in $17,000 to do this report. It's already in our annual budget.
Right. It's all to do within budget.
Now they want an additional, which would be, like you said, what, $2,500 from us or something like that?
For amending it according to this proposal would increase that by $3,500.
I say no.
Yeah,
for this year.
Yeah, I have to go back to the original contract and what we agreed that you would do to provide this scope of work for this amount of money, and so that's what we did. If we had a surplus of funds, I would most certainly consider it after everything was taken care of at home, but we're not at that point in our budget. We don't have a surplus, and I just go back to the original scope of work that was agreed upon.
I think we should send you back with that direction and you can bring back more information for us.
And Tony, do you have anything that you'd like to offer in this? Because you do sit at the table quite a bit with this. And
I do agree with all of you about.
Can you speak into the mic, Tony? I mean, I can hear you, but the people at home can't.
I do agree with sticking to the original budget. I don't believe at this time, and with our budget, we should go with the amendments that they're providing with the staffing and the other contract they want to do for $34,000 for this fiscal year. And then next year, a little over $190,000. At this time, I believe we should not do it.
All right. I'd rather buy trucks.
I definitely agree with you. I agree that we should still monitor our Century wells that are on the beach. And I do have a question for them with the Century well that's close to the Mesa. Why would we need to monitor that? Saltwater intrusion is not going to hit there.
Right.
And then the 21% that we are obligated to pay, that's off of what groundwater we're allotted, not off of what we pump.
If we, this is another question for Jeff, if we vote no, are we tied up in this? Is it a majority rules thing? Can they, can Ray Grandy and Grover commit us to spending $200,000?
No. I don't. I haven't seen any agreement between you, but that would have to be something that's contractual and.
Because I'd like to know. I mean, because
that would be something.
It would be obnoxious. I mean, they could bankrupt us. You know,
no.
They could run this into infinity and bankrupt us.
Right.
No. Each entity has its own voting rights. You know, and what happens is they just cut us out of that part of the budget. You know, all the other cities put in much, much more than we do. Yeah. But
that 900 acre feet, I believe if we do stay in this, it should go off of a percentage of what we pump, not off of what we're allocated to pump. Since we don't use that 900 acre feet, we shouldn't have to put in the 21% of the budget for the NCMA.
And I'd just like to say, when Tony had pointed out this discrepancy in their formula, it got very quiet, and then it was not a good feeling. And basically told them, no way, we're not going to consider that.
Well, thank you for paying attention, you guys.
You know, there's another little piece of this puzzle, too. Last year, when they were doing the allocations on this, they miscalculated for Oceano. Mm-hmm. And they came back towards the end of the year and into this fiscal year asking for an additional $7,000 because they had not done the allocation correctly. And so basically what they were going to do, if I would approve it, was to take the fees away, you know, take the extra charge away from Pismo and give it to Oceano. And I declined.
Good. I don't quite understand.
They wanted more money from us because they screwed up the calculations.
Yeah, but what would that have to do with Pismo?
Because Pismo
ended was the victim of their miscalculation, right. And we were the benefactor.
Right.
And we just declined it. Okay.
Did they credit the contract when they didn't perform the characterization of the ground basin?
My understanding, they
were supposed to credit Oceano back. They were also supposed to credit Oceano back for the transducer up on the mesa that's outside of our jurisdiction.
Yeah. And my understanding was that Jocelyn got that resolved and that we were credited that back. Yeah.
And I believe that they only bill for work done.
Right.
So they bill us as they do it. So we, right. They didn't ever do the work for the deep percolation. So we didn't ever get charged for it. Is that what you were just saying?
It wasn't a deep percolation. It was a characterization.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And okay. They had put it into the scope of work. Right. And we had budgeted it. They did not perform it. So they had to credit us back. And I do remember there was a credit. I don't know about the deep percolation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misheard you.
We all have our...
Except that wasn't your discussion to talk to them and not do any...
Yeah.
Make any motion on it tonight?
Our vote's not committing. I thought you were going to go back and speak with them and get more details on it. Although, I mean, I can tell you I don't have the money. I mean, this district, Jeff. The district don't have the money to pay for that.
Right. So why would I go back to them and string it along even further when we don't have the resources? And if we did have the resources, this is probably not in the direction we would put them. So why should I continue the dialogue?
Maybe, Director Lucy, the thing to do would be to take a vote on... approving or not approving this proposal as it currently has been presented to the board, and then directing staff and myself to do the additional research as far as where we're going to go from here. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Then I'll make a motion to deny the proposed modification to the budget and to direct staff to follow up on those items that we previously discussed.
Second. All right. Who seconded?
Ms. Angelo.
Thank you. President Guerrero.
Yes.
Director Angelo.
Yes.
Director Blackburn.
Yes.
Vice President Lucy.
Yes.
Director White.
Yes.
All right. Motion carries by a vote of 5-0.
And so we're going to report back to them that our board chose not to go forward with these studies, nor an addition in staff support. That we continue to hold firm to our original contractual agreement.
Yes.
And that we look forward to their budget for next year. Are we going out to bid for our report, or are we going to talk about this more?
I believe tonight we only considered the amendment to this year's contract, from what I understand. So that's the only thing I think we just decided on. But there is next year's that they also want us to consider as well. So we need to
bring it back.
Yeah, and the other proposals as well.
Well, I think you can tell them that the board is leading in direction that if pushed, the answer is no on next year's budget.
I think we were very firm. Tony and I are very familiar with the budget. You know, it's not always a comfortable situation.
Between you and Jennifer, but what do you guys think?
Well, I'd like to go back to Northern Cities, excuse me, and say that our commitment is an annual report to the courts, and we will entertain a proposal
for an annual
collecting
report.
The data, putting it together, compiling it, and sending it forward.
Well, and I think just to be clear is that the board has in front of it a proposal right now, and I think probably the cleanest way to handle this is just to vote on whether or not you're going to accept or deny this proposal as it has been presented to the board today, and then direct staff as far as how to proceed from here to answer those other questions. So you can.
I'm prepared to make that motion to deny the. I am making that motion. I'll make the motion to deny the NCMA proposed budget for the next fiscal year of 2014-2015.
Second.
Marie?
Who seconded?
Ms. White.
Thank you. President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
All right. Carries by a vote of 5-0, so I think that'll send a pretty clear indication of where Oceano is with this regard.
And have you had this discussion at the Sand District?
No.
Okay.
About the NCMA?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Item number 10H is to designate a board representative to screen initial nominees for IGM. And actually, I think looking at this just a few minutes ago, I thought, you know what, we have this on a closed session item. We should probably talk about this during closed session when I present the information I have, and then maybe come back and we can announce whatever it is our announcement is out of closed session. And we'll just table this item 10H until after we finish closed session. Our table is the right word, or continue it?
Well,
I'm looking for you for direction, Jeff.
I think it can be done either way. If you want to designate the representative after the closed session, that's fine.
Okay.
I just think it's important that there is a clear designated board representative to handle that process.
All right. Why don't we bring that back? We'll move on to item 11A, which I have to recuse myself on for living within 500 feet of the Sutton project.
Last board meeting,
right.
you approved it with a 5-0 vote.
That's right.
But it was mentioned that someone may have lived too close and that they should have recused themselves. And so basically, I think this is just coming back for a re-vote.
Yeah. So my only comment on the available information is that I understand that there is not an updated will serve for this with the new charges, and I think that it's important to have an updated will serve for their file. And I have a copy of our discussions from last time.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, my page is all marked up. So
okay, they.
I understand they paid the fees.
They did come in, and there is a receipt for the updated fees that have been attached to their will serve.
Mm-hmm.
So I can submit a copy of that to you, or if you want, if we do a new will serve letter, does that extend their time period? You know, I don't know what the...
Can we...
What is the date on the other... What would have been the date if the will serve was...
Well, this one is dated March the 4th, so if we give them a new will serve with the new fees on there, then it'll go forward from whatever that date is. It will extend their...
Can we backdate it?
Unless it's a... it's all it is a correction of the fee amount, correct?
Right.
Yeah, that wouldn't necessarily... It's just an amendment of... it's like a clerical change.
Okay, so we can stick with the same date?
Yes.
Just change the numbers here so that it matches what's on the actual receipt?
Yes, and what that was the board directed last meeting as well, so I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So
I will pass on my changes, but I move that we approve. That will serve.
Okay, Jennifer moves that we accept agenda item 11A for the Rochelle Way project. Do I hear a second?
Yes, second.
Karen White seconded it.
Thank you. Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Okay. It passes 4-0 with President Guerrero abstaining due to conflict. You can return to the room now, sir.
I have to, on the other one, I have to walk out because I have property on 16th Street. Okay, Matt, your turn.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Marie?
Director White?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. Carries by a vote of 4-0. We'll invite Ms. Angelo back in.
I know this is hindsight, but is this a new bathroom?
Yes.
That's a change in service.
Well, staff, Sonny, did you review this? Let's back it up. On item 11B.
Yeah, that's
there is a change in service because it adds a new bathroom.
Yeah.
If I recall, this Lucas project, what did they do? Add
a bathroom?
Now, to change the size of a meter, that has to be directed from the fire department or the Five Cities Fire Authority. If it goes over a certain square footage of the home, that's when it requires fire protection. And that's when it will require an upgrade in service. So at this time, I'm not aware of an upgrade in service due to square footage.
No, it's for the restroom. It's not so much
they're
the square footage. They're adding a bathroom.
I understand. But currently, what I understand on the policy on when they remodel, it goes off square footage.
So it doesn't matter if they put, swimming pool in there or whatever? Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure we were doing it consistently.
Yes. As of right now, what I understand is off of square footage is what's going to require fire protection.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Tony.
There's a little history here with this. When Mr. Lucas bought this property, there were outstanding permits that hadn't been signed off on. And that's what's created this whole issue.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right. I forgot this was the one.
And the fire department has already signed off on it. And I thought we'd signed off on it based on slowater.org's. They didn't even need a will serve. But when he went back to the county, they said, you're Oceano, you need a will serve. So he's come in, he's paid his $30 fee for his will serve letter, and that's all he needs to get this whole project signed off on.
All right. If you'll prepare that for me, Marie, I'll go ahead and sign it.
Okay.
Thank you. Item number 12 is closed session. There are two items pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, conference with labor negotiators. Agency designated representative is the Vice President Mary Lucy. The employee organization is Service Employees International Union 620, also known as SEIU 620.